This session is about how not to complain all the time. Complaining. The very term sounds so familiar that I feel like we're always close, like old friends spending long evenings together. This is really a lot of fun, but trust me, I may surprise you tonight. I'm really excited for you to hear what I have in store for you. But first, let's pause and explore your memory together. Turn your day over like a movie, or think of it as a page from your journal. How many times have you complained about something today? How many times have you called something sucks, or some other nice alternative of similar meaning? Let's be honest with ourselves. It's happened, right? If you now shrug your shoulders and say something like, "Well, yeah, that's normal," you're hitting the core of the issue. Yes, complaining is normal, but it would be nice to realize how much it affects our mood, our perception of the world, and our approach to life. Whether consciously or subconsciously, everything you say, the words you share with the world, changes the settings of your own head. Yes, speech is a powerful tool. Today, I don't just have a passive tip or advice for you to try someday. No, today is about a challenge. A challenge that might annoy you, but will also entertain you and open your eyes. It's about a challenge that can fundamentally change the way you look at your life. We're going to take your everyday complaining and look it in the face. Sound a little dramatic? It might, but you know what? It's gonna be great. And now to the challenge itself. You need a very simple tool, a bracelet, a ring, or something similar. If you don't have a bracelet, take a regular rubber band, like the kind you find on your fridge around broccoli. Yes, that counts too. Put this bracelet on one hand. Now comes the crucial part. Last for 21 complete days continuously without a single complaint. And I'll stop you right there. It's not as easy as it may sound. Because if you happen to complain, whether out loud or just in your head, you'll immediately switch the bracelet to your other hand. And watch out, now comes the best part. If you complain, you're not just starting another day, you're starting from scratch again. Day one. Nice feedback, isn't it? I can hear you. You're thinking, why would I even do something like this? Maybe you're thinking it's just another interesting idea that you'll do for a day and then forget about with thanks. Or no thanks. But let me explain why it's worth a shot. It's about awareness. It's about starting to notice how often, and especially how, we put so much negativity into our thoughts and words. And while we don't usually do it on purpose, it often happens completely unconsciously, as a learned reflex. Jesus, it's raining again. That's terrible. Flip the bracelet. This coffee sucks. Flip the bracelet. I'm really gonna bail on this job. Flip the bracelet. And suddenly, instead of getting caught up in the negative spiral, you start noticing it all. You'll notice it so much that when you're in a situation like this where you would normally complain, you'll stop. Maybe take a deep breath. And maybe you just shrug your shoulders and say, "It happens." And that's the first step towards something bigger. This challenge is about opening your eyes. Many people who have tried it admit that it's both fun and a lot of work on themselves. You'll be surprised how quickly you'll start to enjoy watching yourself. You'll be surprised how many times you restart those 21 days before you even get to day 3 or 5. And that's the magic of it. Because through this exercise, you'll understand that complaining is a completely unnecessary habit that only distracts you from focusing on the solution or what's going well in your day. Now you may be thinking, that's a bit harsh. After all, many people consider complaining to be part of life, even something that allows us to express our frustrations. And let's face it, complaining itself can be quite useful in a small way. The problem, however, is when it grows into a constant pouring our hearts out to other people, or just to ourselves, while we do nothing to change anything. Complaining forces us to stay in a negative bubble, and that bubble is exactly what you want to pop. And trust me, those 21 days might feel longer than any year, but there's a sweet reward waiting for you. A reward in the form of a better mood, a greater focus on the positive aspects of life, and, surprisingly, a better approach to solving common problems. So what? Are you up for the challenge? Put on your bracelet, start your timer, and let's begin. If you remain stuck between day one and day five, don't lose hope. That's part of the process, too. How does complaining affect our psyche and stress levels? Constant complaining is one of those habits that at first look may seem like an innocent way to relieve oneself, but in fact has much deeper and much darker roots. If we only look at the problems in our daily lives through a negative viewpoint, we can quite easily fall into the trap of being sucked into a spiral of frustration, sadness, and even anger. It's like putting on a pair of glasses with really dark lenses and looking at the world through them. Everything seems dark and gloomy, no matter how many flashes of light are on the horizon. But let's take a moment together to shine a light on what is actually happening to us during such complaining and why we should occasionally stop and redirect our thoughts in a different direction. When we focus on complaining, we usually start looking for reasons why this or that doesn't suit us, why life throws sticks under our feet, or why we feel that something is not working out. The messages stack up in our heads like black clouds, and instead of thinking about solutions, we send all our attention to the box. What else is wrong and why? And guess what that does to our minds? Every such thought not only reinforces that already existing frustration, but as a bonus, it takes away the space and energy for all the positive suggestions and thoughts we might otherwise have. It's like our mind has to host a wild party of constant complaints, and positive thoughts are not on the guest list. But there is another side to this process, the long-term effect on our mental health. Repeatedly reinforcing what doesn't work is a sure recipe for quickly undermining your mental stability. Being in a negative frame of mind for a long time can increase our stress hormone cortisol, which, as we know, is not something our body and mind are particularly fond of. Increased tiredness, poor sleep, inability to concentrate, all these little annoyances gradually seep into our lives and start to fit together like puzzle pieces that don't exactly paint a picture of joy, peace, and well-being. You may also have heard of a phenomenon called bad cycle. Once we start it, we let it gain momentum, and then there is no escape. We start to complain, our mood gets worse, we feel even less happy than before, and instead of saying stop to this negative stream of thoughts, we add fuel to the fire, looking for more and more new whys and how it didn't work out this time. Eventually, the cycle starts to affect not only how we feel, but how we see the world and interact with the people around us. Our frustration can become spreading to others we meet, and we may appear distant or angry, even to those who have nothing to do with our problems. But now, let's take a moment to think about one thing. What if we did it differently? What if, instead of staying tangled up in the web of complaining and what all is going wrong today, we found at least a small spark of something positive in the situation? It's worth an experiment, isn't it? Even if it seems hard at first, because the longer you complain, the harder it is to switch that internal automaton to a positive frequency. Just a small moment of mindful change can be the key to breaking out of that negative spiral. Imagine the situation. It's Monday morning, it's pouring rain outside, and you just missed the car you desperately needed to catch. The easy automatic move would be, "Great, another great day. What could be worse?" But if you sit down for a moment and start looking for something, anything, positive, you might find that the delay will finally give you time to think about something you've been putting off for a long time. Maybe you'll see a colorful bird you never noticed there before. And maybe you'll tell yourself that the world isn't as bad as it seems. The key is to stop swimming in the mire of negative emotions and make life a little easier for ourselves by seeing things as they are, but with open eyes that look for the good as well as the bad. It doesn't mean denying the problems or pretending the world is all rosy, but it does mean finding balance, keeping room for hope, and most importantly, remembering that just like the bad things, the good things are always around us. We just have to be willing to see them. Let us stop being our own enemies. The world may have its imperfections, but that doesn't mean we have to see it only in black and white. Start from now, right now, and try to appreciate at least one thing, praise one thing, simply see one thing differently. You might be surprised at the effect it has. There's a reason people say that your thoughts are like a garden. If you water it, it blooms. If you throw rubbish on it, it rots. When we complain, we can give ourselves a brief sense of relief. Possibly we enjoy that satisfying moment when we vent our frustrations, and occasionally someone around us nods their head to show they understand. But here lies one of the biggest pitfalls of daily complaining. Instead of moving us forward, we often get caught up in a vicious cycle of negative thoughts. We focus on what is wrong and stop looking around for any way to fix the situation. It's like standing in front of a closed door with the key in our pocket, but instead, we just stand there and complain that the door is locked. Complaining has a secret ability that many of us are not even aware of. It can draw us into a passive role. Think about it. When we complain, we are telling the world, and most importantly, ourselves, that things are not right, but somehow we are shifting the responsibility to someone or something else. Oh, those damn circumstances, those colleagues, neighbors, politicians, the weather, everything is against us. But where are we in all this? Where is our defining moment when we take our lives into our own hands and start looking for ways to overcome the adversity? When we get stuck in constant complaining, we lose a significant opportunity. Instead of making plans to change the situation, we waste our valuable mental energy repeating the same thing. What's worse, this loop of negativity often makes us feel even worse. Each additional complaint can overwhelm our thoughts with black scenarios that only dramatize the situation. It's a bit like pouring whipped cream on a cake of pessimism. The venting looks nice at first, but in the end, it leaves us feeling heavy and sick to our stomachs. People who complain frequently and with more care than most people take in planning a holiday or Christmas don't actually realize that they are setting themselves up for helplessness. Their minds become familiar with to a passive attitude. Why should I try to change anything if it's not up to me anyway? And that's where the main issue lies. This mindset takes away our power. It makes us victims of circumstance, which can be comfortable at first because it takes the responsibility for our own decisions and actions away from us. But as we can probably all agree, in the long run, this strategy gets us nowhere. On the contrary, this passive waiting for a miracle undermines our self-confidence, and slowly but surely, a feeling of complete helplessness sets in. But what if we transform this strategy? What if we used each of our bouts of frustration as a signal that it's time to act? What if we turned every complaint into the question, "What can I do about it?" Yes, we may be faced with a problem that at first view looks like climbing Mount Everest without training. But believe me, there's always a step we can take. And even if it doesn't seem like a big deal, each step forward means we stop focusing on the problem and start looking for a solution. And you know what the best part is? Even a little progress has the power to lift our spirits tremendously. Now you may be asking, okay, that all sounds nice, but how do I start? Great question. Instead of diving into a flood of complaining next time, try just observing your thoughts for a moment. How do you actually complain? What words do you use? Do you often say to yourself phrases like, "This is terrible," or "Nothing is going right"? If so, try replacing them with questions that prompt you to take action. For example, "What can I change?" Or, "What would help me deal with this today?" I'm not saying it will be easy, but trust me, it will be worth it. And so, let's get on the other side of the complaining barrier. Let's take the first step to start looking for ways to improve the situation instead of looking for responsible persons and reveling in negative emotions. It's a small change in attitude, but one that can lead to significant outcomes. Habitual behavior is something that shapes our daily lives, our thoughts, our actions, and the way we react to different situations. However, these habits may include some that are not very good for us in the long run. One of them, for example, is complaining. Yes, complaining. It is not, in fact, just a simple verbal expression of dissatisfaction. If we learn to surrender to it and accept it as our main reaction to unfavorable situations, it can easily turn into a kind of inner autopilot that leads us straight into a dead end. It's as if we effortlessly turn the steering wheel towards negativity at every crossroads of decision that life puts in our path, without thinking, without any other choice, complaining, whether about the weather, our colleagues, an overloaded calendar, or a traffic jam, becomes a kind of mental shortcut we create when we don't know what else to do with the situation. And once this way of reacting becomes deeply rooted in our minds and you become a regular practitioner of it, it can slowly but surely begin to pull us into a spiral of constant dissatisfaction. The problem is that complaining acts as a seemingly calming tool. Let's face it, how many times have we felt that as soon as we rant or complain, we feel a little better? This better is often just surface level and temporary. It can be comparable to a temporary band-aid solution to an injury, but one that needs deeper care or treatment. In the long run, every new excuse and every new complaint not only covers up the real problem, but also deepens our unwanted habits and makes the path to positive change more difficult. By making complaining our default reaction, we miss out on crucial abilities such as constructive thought, find solutions, inner resilience, or even humor. When adversity turns into a chance for bitter complaints rather than curiosity or the determination to find a meaningful solution, we become like those constant, pessimistic tourists, stuck in place with no intention of seeking a path to positive change. Worse, we may end up affecting those around us with our constant complaining. When we talk about complaining as a habit, it is important to remember that any habit, whether positive or negative, is something that is polished to perfection by time and repetition. So when we learn to constantly use the phrase, "This is terrible," or "This is not going to work," we create a powerful neural connection in the brain that says, "Oh, annoyance? Here's a recipe: complaining." And as only the brain can do, this trigger gets faster and faster. Think of it as a trail in the woods. At first, it is overgrown, narrow, and uncharted. But if we walk along it day after day, it becomes a wide road that seems like the easiest way, even though it is far from the prettiest or the most accessible. Our brain works in a similar way to form habits. If we only offer it this negative option, it will never reach for the paths that lead to optimism and solutions. But let's face it, all of us have the urge to complain from time to time. After all, we're only humans, right? It's not about forbidding ourselves any outburst of emotion or frustration. Quite the opposite. These emotions are a natural part of our lives, and it's important to vent them sometimes and not hold them back. But the key question is, what to do about it? Do we keep complaining and tell stories about how bad everything is for the rest of the day? Or do we stop, notice our pattern of behavior, and say, "Okay, now I've repeated this for the third time. Maybe it's time to try a different approach." Because if we realize this habit, we have the first cornerstone of success laid. The real art is then to gradually change it. Instead of saying, for example, "This is terrible, I'm on my own," we could try sentences like, "This is challenging, but what's the best way to do it now?" It may seem like a banality, but watch out. Changing your vocabulary is the first step to changing your thinking, and from there, it's just a step to changing your reactions. Finally, let's imagine what it would be like if, instead of complaining, we chose to view every problem as a challenge and an opportunity. Instead of mourning and sitting in place, we might gain the courage to seek solutions, enhance our resilience, and maybe even occasionally smile at our past drama. Because when we allow ourselves to not let life dictate our negative habits, we open up space for something much better and more beautiful: peace, productivity, inspiration, and true fulfillment. One more thing. If the 21 days without complaining method feels too extreme for you initially, start by designating a specific time each day for a few days to express your frustrations. Perhaps every day, 10 minutes post-work, and only then go to the challenge.